This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for today. At noon Eastern, he will get a briefing today in the Oval Office on Ukraine from members of his national security team. The head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, is calling for construction of a partial border wall in Texas. The DHS secretary is citing an acute and immediate need to build a border wall in parts of Texas where illegal immigration has surged. The announcement published in the Federal Register calls for border wall construction in Starr County along the Rio Grande River, where the Biden administration says high illegal entry is paramount. The Anti-Defamation League says it plans to resume advertising on social media platform X. Elon Musk last month threatened legal action against the league, claiming their statements about increased hate speech on the platform had resulted in lost ad revenue for X. Yesterday, ADL said any allegations that it caused a big financial loss is false. Bleach and cleaning products company Clorox is warning that its third quarter sales and profits took a big hit because of a cyber attack that wreaked havoc on their operations. Clorox said it expects 23% to 28% decline in sales. It also expects to post a loss per share of 35 to 75 cents. Clorox said the cyber attack that was discovered in August is still hurting production, although the effect is minimizing. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign is reporting that it has raised more than $45 million in the third quarter of 2023. The campaign says it has almost $40 million on hand and close to the same number allocated for the primary campaign. Other GOP presidential challengers have yet to announce their third quarter fundraising amounts. Thanks for being there. My name is Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Restaurant chain Chipotle is starting to work with AI in the kitchen. Dave Collins explains.
The California-based company has introduced robots that skillfully put together the ordered meals for customers who use the Chipotle app. This isn't the first foray into robotic assembly for the fast food chain. Last year, a robot named Chippy was initially tested at a California restaurant and effectively showcased its proficiency in crafting tortilla chips.
The Biden administration is canceling $9 billion in student loan debt for 125,000 borrowers. The debt is now being paid for by taxpayers and applies to borrowers who have been on an income-driven repayment plan and public service loan forgiveness programs. The move comes just days after the federal student loan payments restarted after the COVID-19 pandemic. The man accused of murdering Tupac Shakur had his first court date postponed.
The individual charged with the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur is scheduled to face arraignment in Las Vegas later this month. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis was initially set to be arraigned on Wednesday, but it has been rescheduled to October 19th. Davis was apprehended last Friday, 27 years after Shakur was gunned down in an intersection near the Las Vegas Strip. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Do Something Nice Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Ambassador Francis Rooney joining us to talk about Congress, all things happening on the Beltway, and how it affects everyday Americans. Ambassador, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, a lot going on the Beltway. Before we even talk about a pending impeachment, of course, let's talk about the Russian-Ukraine war news, the latest. It seems that Americans, especially with all the problems we're having domestically, are growing weary of continuing to send money to Ukraine without a really objective understanding of what's the end game here.
Well, you know, I'm kind of still a believer that we need to continue to fight Russia. I know that's becoming a bit of a minority position right now, but I'm afraid if we let Putin get away with this, it'll be the start of something worse. And what is it saying to China about our ability to protect our allies?
Yeah, there's lots of fronts here that we're dealing with, and I guess that's part of the challenge. I saw this when I saw them amassing, their chain, their supply chain for war on the Ukrainian border. I'm thinking, what is going on here? Why are they waiting so long, to preempt any kind of aggressive movement? And it's like they allowed this to happen. I guess for me, Ambassador, that's the bit that's frustrating because, it's like that old saying, you can pay me now or pay me later. But when you wait and you put it off, it gets much more complicated and more expensive. And I think this is another example of that saying.
Well, that's the other side of the coin. I just don't think that we can let Russia win. Mm-hmm. Now, what we can do, and that nobody seems to want to talk about, is we can figure out a way to stop this thing diplomatically, and perhaps leave Russia with Crimea, and then and everybody just go home. And I know Zelensky didn't have a fit about that, but as far as I'm concerned, Zelensky has the vote. It's all of our money. Europe's an ally.
Right. Right. Well, Nikki Haley
said to the UN that we can't let the Ukraine be dismembered. I thought he was a little out of his off the reservation on that one.
Right. Well, Nikki Haley brought some clarity and understanding for the American people to help us understand that Europe is much more vested than being reported. Why aren't we hearing more about, the other NATO nations and what they're doing and how they're participating? And we only hear about, America's participation.
Well, I think that's the media is just too fixated on stirring up controversy here between the people that are pro or con Ukraine, because they ought to be more balanced and fair of saying what all the different countries are doing. I mean, Poland, has helped a lot. Now they're questioning whether they're going to continue to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ambassador, you know, you, I think you and I agree on this, and that is that there needs to be something done with a sense of immediacy to resolve this issue. The perception is that, you know, we're getting involved in another long conflict here that just keeps, you know, running up zeros. And, you know, this is upon a country that just surpassed $33 trillion in debt.
Yeah, take a look at the article. I think it's in the Wall Street Journal today about all the recent debt that's been piled on since COVID. It's $7.5 trillion.
Yes. Yeah, this is insane. And the thing is about it is when you look back at that $7 trillion plus that has been spent, in retrospect, you go, how much did we really have to, you know, spend of that money? How much was it to, you know, in my humble opinion, to pay off political debts, or under the name of an Inflation Reduction Act didn't do such a thing? I mean, time and again, this is what frustrates the American taxpayer, because meanwhile, you know, we're back home on, you know, around the dinner table trying to figure out what we can do. What can we cancel from the budget so that we can make it to the next month?
Well, that's right. And you look at how much fraud and abuse there's been in it.
Exactly.
180 billion has been identified. That's probably the tip of the iceberg. So
right.
That's the problem. The problem is too much spending and too much spending on stupid stuff. It doesn't add productive capacity to our country.
And why is it? And again, I don't. This is always the challenge about things that are political. Is that? But somebody has to be accountable for this. Who is responsible for this? And you know, and I look at it, you know, as an independent conservative, I look at it and see that time and again, these kind of irrational expenditures fall consistently with one party versus another. I know people are, you know, saying, and occasionally the media will wake up and raise their head and they'll say, well, the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. I don't think so. I think they're bad, but I don't think they're as bad as. But still, you know, somebody needs to be accountable for this kind of waste.
I was pretty disappointed when I was in the Congress about how the Republicans spent money. I calculated, I told Paul Ryan this, the first term when we had all three branches of government, we passed spending bills that were the same as amount as per day Obama's administration spent. It's just
amazing.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Nobody can say no to anybody. We do it on different things. We did more of it on defense, a few things like that, than the Democrats. They do more of it on safety net. But, you know, really, if you look back at it, in simplifying a few numbers, but basically Bush spent twice as much as Clinton. Obama spent twice as much as Bush. Trump spent as much as Obama in half the time. And Biden's already spent more than Obama in half the time.
Well,
Bill Clinton was the last rational president we had on spending.
Well, what Bill Clinton did was, you know, we cut back on the military. He really blighted the military. And, of course, then we end up going to war and, you know, we send our kids overseas and the kids are, you know, sending notes back to parents say, hey, would you mind going to Home Depot and get me some sheet metal? Because we've got to reinforce the Humvees here because of the IEDs that are exploding underneath the vehicles. And the parents are going, what are you talking about? Well, you know, we were ill prepared. So it seems like there's a certain paradigm. It's like, okay, you know, the safety net is the passion of Democrats, and they really, you know, fill the cupboards in that area. But when it comes to national defense and national security, they seem to ignore it. And then it's the Republicans' responsibility to make it up whenever they're in office. I mean, it just seems like a circle of madness, doesn't it?
Yeah, but hold on, not to defend Bill Clinton overly, but the only war he was fighting was Bosnia.
Yes.
And we were very reluctant, and it was a UN force, and we didn't have a, I mean, what happened under Bush was ridiculous. That's where he spent all his money.
Well, we lost
two wars that we never had a chance to win it.
Right. Yeah, but we had to respond, though, right?
I think we needed to respond the way we did.
Okay.
I thought Obama was smarter about Afghanistan than the Bush administration was. All he did was go in there and bomb him. And he dared Pakistan to shoot him down. And Pakistan didn't do anything. And so instead of paying billions of blood money to Musharraf and the Pashtuns, they just went up there and blew sorties off of aircraft carriers and took out the guys in the caves.
Right.
And as far as Iraq, you know, I mean, Iraq was stable. Yes, it was repressive, but so was all of Latin America.
Right.
Most of Eastern Europe. And there wasn't any war going on. And now, it was safe for Christians. Now none of that is there. And all the oil in Iraq's in the eastern half of the country, and we didn't get it. Iran got it.
Right. No, good point, Ambassador. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be back. More from Ambassador Francis Rooney after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We'll be right back.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Ambassador Francis Rooney as he's squaring up the history for us, on these issues in terms of, government spending. And, I want to move into the next topic, Ambassador, with you, and that is this issue of inflation that has gone out of hand and seems to be, was immediately exacerbated by policies of Joe Biden when he decided to, destroy the energy sector and our energy independence. And, from there, it's just been, a vertical trajectory, toward this inflation that, many Americans are suffering with, where you got, over 60% of Americans living, paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, the energy thing's very frustrating. I mean, these environmentalists, and I'm pretty strong on the environment, but they don't seem to realize that you've got to have incremental progress. You can't just go cold turkey and uproot an energy supply system that's been in business for a long time. And so they could take some reasonable steps, like getting rid of coal and focusing more on natural gas. That would help the environment quite a bit without shutting down our ability to supply our country with energy. And we're energy independent if we just act like it.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, bring up an excellent point. For people who have been in business, there you lay out a plan, and then there's benchmarks. There's certain benchmarks that you've got to hit that say that you're progressing according to target. But all things government is like, well, we'll spend the money and we'll figure it out later on. Now here we are. What have we spent? Over $5 trillion in this green energy deal? And are we much further down the road than we were 10 years ago?
When it's a bunch of Democrat cronyism. I mean, they put all that stuff in there, but you got to use U.S. manufacturers to get the electric car credit, which means they got to be union. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
How about this business about no more gas stoves? I guess most of these liberals don't cook. They can't cook all the budget.
Exactly.
They have gas stove.
Yeah. No, I agree. Well, this is, it's all insane, and it's all, to pursue this green fascism. I mean, this is really what it boils down to. I mean, it's fascist at its very heart. What happened to a free America?
Yeah, that's a real good question. The executive branch doesn't act like it's a democracy. We're talking about democracy all the time, but every time Biden wants to do something, if the Congress won't do it, he just does an executive order. No one's stopping him but the courts.
Right, exactly. And there has to be, you would think, in anticipation after two years, clearly we know what Biden is going to do. They need to anticipate that to when he does, he's going to go squirrely. So anticipate it and get ready to go and move with a sense of urgency and get it into the courts right away instead of letting it go through its everyday process. I know you can, walk and chew gum at the same time. We've got a lot going on right now. We're trying to, a lot of debate over the budget. We're going to be $2 trillion in deficit going, just finishing out this year. And we're $33 trillion in debt. And there just seems to be no stopping this, Ambassador. I mean, they're going to continue to push forward. And I think that, especially in the waning months of this administration, I just sense there's going to be a higher level of desperation and more craziness that's going to be imposed on the American taxpayer.
Yeah, I hope not. But I'm glad to see some articles like that one was in the Journal come out. Maybe people start to think. But, of course, a lot of those are still in the Journal anyway.
Yeah. Well, in your report, you talk about 29% of all money in circulation today was created since February 2020.
Yeah. That's right.
That's huge. That's a huge number.
Yeah. It's a ridiculous number.
But this is all, this is all part and parcel that is adding to the problem of inflation. And I keep saying to our audience, Ambassador, that look, it's not your fault. I mean, where we are today, you didn't do this. I mean, it wasn't like you went out and recklessly spent money and decided to, I'm tired of, driving my, my Ford. So I'm going to go out and start, I'm going to go out and buy a Rolls Royce. I mean, they didn't do this. I mean, this is all being brought to you by Joe Biden and these Democratic policies.
Yeah, pretty much. That's right.
Well, and of course, the other thing that we're dealing with in America today is the fact that our communities are under siege. The crime rate has gone through the roof. You know, these blue cities that thought, oh, it was going to be so fashionable. Let's defund police. Everybody knew. It didn't take a genius to figure out. Just take the police off the street and watch crime go up. Well, it's going up. And now these cities are, you know, like San Francisco, going, whoa, wait a minute. You know, we need to refund, not defund, but we need to refund the police. And now they're so desperate, Ambassador. You know, and this is unheard of. San Francisco is going to Texas, and they're going to Texas universities and trying to recruit students from from Texas to come and serve as police officers in San Francisco.
Yeah, well, I saw some lady in Minnesota, up in that wealthy neighborhood, Minnetonka, in her car with her 13-year-old, backed out into her driveway, and some crook carjacked her.
Yeah. Well, and this is starting to happen. There was some footage the other night, and this is the thing. The takeaway is that a person was in their car. They'd been there for a while. You know, I don't know if they were checking their, you know, cell phone or checking their Facebook or whatever they were doing, but they seemed to be there for a while, and it just allowed the time for carjackers to surround the car. They drag the guy out of his car. They, they tie him up. And take off with his car, and they're holding a gun. Meanwhile, they're holding a gun to this guy's head to get him out of there. And this is like, you know, happening. And the thing that's amazing is people are just driving by this guy lying out in the middle of the street, and people don't even stop. You know, they just go around the guy in the car. They just go around him.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it just says something about the conscience and the incivility of America and what we've reduced ourselves to. I mean, this isn't the America that I don't think you or I grew up in.
No, and it's really not the America that anybody ever has grown up in. But these guys have this very odd agenda of defunding the police and getting rid of cash bail. And then they sit back and say, oh, my gosh, we've got all these problems. Well, no kidding. I mean, look at all the repeat offenders are being let loose because of no cash bail.
Exactly. Well, and then on top of that, let's flood the country with millions of illegal migrants. I mean, I had to respond to this notice that came out today that, Biden has amnestied 470,000 Venezuelan migrants. And I'm saying, well, if they're coming to America, bring oil. You know, bring a bucket of oil. You know what I'm saying?
They would like to if they could. They don't. You know, the Venezuelan case is probably the only real legitimate one for asylum and temporary protected status. I mean, because of what Maduro's done to the country.
Right.
But most of these other ones are just bogus. I mean, I introduced a bill when I was in Congress to do exactly what Trump ended up doing by order, was saying that you can't claim asylum if you're already here. You have to claim asylum in some neutral country somewhere.
Right. Exactly. Well, and Trump is saying he's going to probably have, if he's elected president, he's going to have the largest deportation plan ever in the history of America. And I think that, again, you'd have to move with some sense of urgency because people being out there, you know, we'll see you in 8 years, you know, come back to an ICE office in 8 years. By that time, you know, Ambassador, you know as well as I do, I mean, these people are going to have two or three kids that are now American citizens.
Yeah.
So what do you
do? That's an outmoded thing to never get rid of it, of course, obviously. The Democrats should never let it happen. But at the end of the day, you know, it's such a paradox because we need the workers, and we've got these Hispanics that want to work. So why not figure out, like George Bush tried to do in 2007, how to get them in here on a legal system where we know where they are and who they are, and they can don't have to be citizens. They just have to get here and work. Mm-hmm. And maybe over time they have a chance for citizenship, maybe not. I think that's really irrelevant at this point.
Right. Well, you also have to understand
and secure the border.
And who they're beholden to. Okay, are they beholden to the cartels, or do they have any sense of, like, in the previous era, and even for these immigrants who come here legally, they're willing to swear allegiance to America? I don't think these people that are coming across the border feel the same way, especially when they're beholden to the cartels, Ambassador.
There is a cartel issue on the border, for sure. I think they're controlling the movement of people. So they're abusing these people just like as bad as anybody. The coyotes and stuff, you know. So the lack of a legitimate immigration process, if you will, hurts everybody.
Well, Ambassador Francis Rooney, we got to leave it there. Thank you for your time. Look forward to having you back. You're always welcome.
Anytime. I appreciate the chance to be on your show.
This message is sponsored by Lysol. Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes, you heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 scents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized. To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
USA News Update. A memorial service for late California Senator Dianne Feinstein is set for today in San Francisco, California. Vice President Harris and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are scheduled to attend. President Biden will provide a recorded message. Feinstein, who was the longest-serving female senator in American history, died last week at the age of 90. Members of the public paid their respects this week as her body lay in state in San Francisco. A man in Philadelphia is dead after he allegedly shot 3 police officers who were responding to a domestic call. Authorities say an argument broke out yesterday between a child, his uncle, and father before shots were fired in the home. After cops were called, the father waited for the officers and began firing as the deputies arrived on scene. Officers returned fire, killing the man. All 3 deputies were hospitalized and are listed in stable condition. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, each October is recognized as National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. This is to remind all of us, consumers and businesses alike, of the need for protection from criminals. Yes, they're out there, and they're getting smarter, it seems, every week. And joining us today is Mike Corrales of Verizon, who is one of the top cybersecurity experts in the nation. Now, Mike leads a team of more than 800 at Verizon that helps small and mid-sized businesses how to leverage technology and manage solutions that are safe and efficient. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill, for having me. This is an important topic, and I'm excited to talk about cybersecurity with folks.
Well, exactly. And as I was sharing with the audience in the opening here, they're getting smarter and more devious at every turn. We have to maintain a committed vigilance in order to offset their shenanigans, don't we?
Oh, 100%, right? Because if you think about the economy in SMB businesses in the last couple of years, everyone rushed to digital, right? Whether it was the pandemic, whether it's competitive, right? And with that, cybercrime has increased. We, through a study we do called the Data Breach Investigation Report, saw almost 23% of all cyber breaches were against SMB businesses. And the National Cyber Alliance published a study that said if you had a breach, 60% of those businesses literally go out of business within 6 months. So it's dire.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. It's almost like small businesses have become, you know, what banks were in the yesteryears, how the criminals used to go rob the small banks and that. You know, the cybersecurity criminals have targeted small businesses because, you know, what you're suggesting is they're ripe for the picking, aren't they?
You're 100% right, right? Because if you're a small business, you're an accountant, you're a lawyer, you're a chef, you own a flower shop, a dry cleaner, you're not an expert, and you're viewed as an easy target because you may not have the right cybersecurity strategy to protect yourself.
Exactly. Well, and the fact of the matter is, Mike, you know these small businesses, as you say, they're about, you know, working their butts off, you know, trying to keep, you know, and stay in business, provide for their families, provide for their employees. And then, you know, thank you very much. We got these idiots who come in and want to steal from us.
Yeah. And it happens all the time. And by the way, literally 83% of breaches come from outside your organization. But one of your biggest risks are your employees, but not exactly in a malicious way.
Right.
They just make a mistake, right?
And,
you know, I clicked on an email or a text message. I provided a password I shouldn't have. I haven't changed my password. Maybe you haven't updated your laptop software or the router that provides internet or your smartphone software. You know, so there's lots of risks out there, whether it's, you know, social engineering like pretexting and phishing attacks where people make up scenarios to get information, or it's vulnerabilities that you know, criminals are trying to take advantage of.
Yeah, Mike, and to your point, we shouldn't underestimate these criminals. I mean, they're doing this because it works, and every time they get somebody, and they find something that works, it's like it's spread throughout the network, and it just compounds itself, doesn't it?
No, it totally does, and that's where technology can hurt, right? So with automation and bots and AI, they can find a vulnerability, and they're constantly probing to attack. So your vigilance needs to be high. Mm-hmm. And if you're not an expert, you need to work with a reputable company that can advise you on what you need to do. And you also, by reputable, you got to make sure that when you're giving your credit card information or your banking information and you're attaching it to somebody's, your account, mm-hmm. they're reputable. They have a cybersecurity policy. They haven't had a lot of breaches because they can get your information and then all of a sudden create new accounts to connect to your bank account and do things. So it's a pretty scary world out there from a financial perspective.
Right. It is amazing what they're able to do. Mike, I'm sure with all the experience and the businesses, small businesses that have been affected, you've got some stories to talk about when we're talking about the threats that these small businesses are facing. Can you share some with us?
Yeah, so I think that there's lots of stories, a lot of them I don't like to disclose, but I'll give you a recent example without naming any companies. But there's a newer threat out there called SIM swapping, right? So there's a trend to do what's called dual-factor authentication, right? Mm-hmm. So think about, like, you register your cell phone number with a reputable online distributor, and they send you a text message with a passcode to authenticate. Well, if you fall victim to a pretexting attack and they're able to get enough information on you, they could call like your wireless provider and get them to move your phone number from your device to a SIM card that they have in a device that they have. And if they have your account information, now they can go to log in. That reputable business sends you the two-factor authentication text message with the passcode, and it no longer goes to you, it goes to them.
Exactly.
And then they can log in, order whatever they want, set up accounts, whatever they want, take your money. So there are serious concerns that folks have, and there are ways to prevent that stuff and to protect yourself. And that's the advice that Verizon offers to give to small businesses across the country.
Well, good time to break it down. Share with us some of the tools and solutions that small business owners can use to protect their businesses, you know, brought to you by Verizon.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I would say work with reputable companies. If you're putting your bank account information in there, your credit card information into any application or any tool, make sure they're reputable. Understand if they've had cyber breaches or not. Anytime you're making a tech transition, talk about cybersecurity. If they're someone's not talking about it with you, that's a problem just from the start. Do your software updates, do employee training. That's kind of like the table stakes. Then you need software that manages all your endpoints, your laptops, your router that is at home or in your office, your smartphone, your tablet. You need threat defense software on those that protects you automatically and scan out stuff before it reaches you. And then Verizon, we even have network layers technology. So folks don't realize how big we are. A third of the world's internet rides our fiber backbone. So we've seen it all and do it all. So we launched a product that's network-based earlier this year that literally cleans like bad actors, malware, software, spam from ever reaching your devices to add another layer of protection. So there's lots of different things that are out there. There's some basic fundamentals, and then there's some software that you can help yourself with.
I'll tell you, Mike, it sounds like you've got a lot of available tools, and so it's up to us to be in touch with Verizon and to talk to the experts there that can come up with a plan that will fit, our small business and operations that, will help us a long way, because these cyber, these cyber thieves are just getting better at it all the time. Mike Corrales is of Verizon. He's one of the top cybersecurity experts in the nation. Mike, we got about a minute and a half left here, and I just want to turn it over to you and let you summarize and encourage our audience, our listeners, what they can do to protect themselves. Now, just a sidebar question here. Some people feel, they say, well, I'm on Apple, they're pretty well protected. Is that still the case? I mean, there are people that are, operating under an Apple software operating system versus a traditional computer, are they more or less safe?
So, Apple's a great company. They have a ton of security. You need to do software updates, but you still need security software. You need software to manage the endpoint devices. You need threat protection software. No matter who the manufacturer is, you need extra software. And then there's the app. Applications and the websites that you're going to that also create risk. As far as where Verizon can help, and to summarize the conversation, advice is go to verizon.com/business. We have a whole section on cybersecurity.
Great advice from Mike Corrales. Thank you for being with us.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy three delicious menu items for just a dollar. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase three coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. your doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Our next guest, Brian Abrams, has a new book, You Talking to Me? The Definitive Guide to Iconic Movie Quotes. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be here. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, this is quite the walk down memory lane here. It's all about iconic movie lines, and it's amazing because when these lines, you know, come back to mind, you're hearing the original actor or actress. At least in my mind, I'm hearing and imagining their voice as I'm remembering these lines.
I mean, I wonder how many people feel that way. I thought about, when writing the book over the last 3 years, kind of hoping it would operate on a couple of levels. On one level, what you're referring to is like a movie buff who knows, you know, Follow the Money and knows By Felicia and knows You Had Me at Hello or Yippee-Ki-Yay, MF-er, and, you know, wants to just dig in deeper and know the background of all of it, and read a little bit of an analysis of the line and its meaning, its influence. And I think there's another level, too, where it's just people who casually see movies, but maybe they know a line like, I'm walking here, or, you know, would you be shocked if I put on something more comfortable? And they have no idea where it came from. And
right.
This book is intended to answer that for you.
Exactly. Well, you know, especially for trivia aficionados, you know, this is going to spark back some memories and the whole deal and, you know, with it because, you know, there's just something about these lines and they're iconic. The memories, how they are emblazoned our memories in that. I mean, sometimes it ignites the senses, Brian. Did you find that yourself? Is that as you're remembering some of these things, maybe you remember you had a box of popcorn in your lap when you first heard that, you know, that iconic one-liner, right?
Yeah, well, I'm addicted to popcorn, but I try to cut back on other things, make up for it. I think that when I was curating the list of movies to write about or movie lines to write about, I always tried to think about, excuse me, the distinction between lines from movies that we know because we know the movies backwards and forwards, and we've seen it over and over and over again, and therefore you know all the dialogue in the movie. And and then you can objectively look at other lines and go, okay, I see that, you know, follow the money from All the President's Men. You can point to it and go, you know, this was a line that haunted Gerald Ford in 1976 when he was up for re-election, right? Because it just sort of reminded voters about what Nixon was up to. And or I mentioned "By Felicia" from before, which is like this catchphrase that, you know, you see every day on social media. And I wanted to write a little bit about the journey that it took, that it was once upon a time a throwaway line in the 1995 stoner comedy Friday. And today is sort of known more as like a catchphrase used by divas on like reality TV at the cut down. And yes, back in the day, they didn't even think twice about it being influential.
Yeah, it's one of those drop the mic statements, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So as you were curating these, did you just like put them in a big bucket and just as they came up and then you started organizing them afterwards? I mean, this just seems like such a massive project. And as you say, this is, you know, 3 years, you might say 3 years and a lifetime in the making, because, as you write in the book, you know, you and your brother, I guess this is part of the genesis of it all, was as you two kids are growing up, as two kids, you're watching these movies, and it's making an impression that leads us to where we are today, right?
Yeah, I talked about that in the introduction, just the ways my brother and I would were, you know, just hooked to, on the TV, but, you know, what brothers weren't in the 80s and 90s, but or now, I guess, even. But you know, I think what I was driving at was just how arbitrary can be the ways that certain lines stay with us. And so you're right. At the outset of writing the book 3 years ago, the list I began with was about twice as long as what ended up in the book. The book has, I would say, about 200 or so entries. And in the end, I think what helped me decide what lines to pursue was, what were the best stories to tell? And the juicier the story generally points to something more meaningful in the culture that needs to be talked about. And so that's why you don't see anything from Summer Rental with John Candy in there, but you do see things from, you know, Chinatown or The Wizard of Oz or Jedi or take your pick.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and but you know, it's just amazing. So as you're getting this all together, and you just, like anything, you always start with more, and you know, in a sense, like a sculptor, right? You just start cutting away the things that that do not add to really the development of a new story. I mean, this is a story of stories, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. And some things I think I may have just had an interesting analysis on that I wanted to include in there, too. I don't really consider myself a hot take machine or anything, but it's just I wanted to have a good balance of stories that helped give you – I mean, I guess, you know, not to be pretentious about it, but you could look at the book as sort of a history of Hollywood but told from a different angle, just told through movie lines and the ways that they've kind of echoed throughout the times, and also the ways that they've stuck around. I mean, I mentioned earlier, you know, would you be shocked if I put on something more comfortable, which is a Gene Harlow line from a 1930 movie called Hell's Angels. I mean, I don't know how many listeners of yours have seen Hell's Angels. I only watched it for the first time when I was doing this book. That's a line that still has had multiple lives because it's just kind of used and reused in mostly parody form, and it's an expression we all know now because of it.
So when you went back and you watched the movie in the 30s, obviously you had to go back to do this. It wasn't something that you saw firsthand, and you see, okay, this is the genesis. This is where that line originated in, and so it really solidifies. I guess the iconic position that line is in, and how it's evolved within the, you know, the current the current culture, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back to the 30s, why don't you come up sometime see me from Mae West? I mean, yes, that was right. that was another like comic come online that everyone was doing impressions of back then, and people wrote about like people doing impressions of it back then. But then there's other instances I think of, like, you know, it wasn't the airplanes, it was Beauty Killed the Beast from King Kong that maybe didn't quite find, like, that line itself maybe didn't quite find its massive popularity until the 50s when, you know, TVs were in every living room, and that movie was just being aired over and over again as, you know, the $1 million movie or whatever. It'd be aired 13 times in a week on some channels. And,
exactly.
You know, so that's where the exposure came in, and people just in the comfort of their homes just started, you know, incidentally memorizing this dialogue.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like me. I remember when I was a little kid, I loved the Al Jolson story. I can't even tell you how many times I watched that over and over again. And, of course, you know, you get the iconic line, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet. And, of course, right. the other thing that came out of there was, you know, his that he would turn the lights on, you know. Okay, which you didn't do during that period of time, you know, when you were an entertainer, the lights were always off, but not for Al Jolson. He would say, hey, bring up the lights, bring up the house lights, you know. So another one of the lines there from that movie. So but some of these, yes, they capture you. You know, Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, you know, those movies. I mean, they're just unbelievable, and the lines that came out of there too.
And it's funny the way the lines kind of in, like, change by accident. I mean, I think of like Tarzan the Ape Man from the 30s. Mm-hmm. And we're stuck in the 30s, but it's okay. But, you know, and the line is Jane Tarzan. You know, that's what he's repeating back and forth when they meet, Jane Tarzan. And he's pointing at his chest and her chest back and forth. And in some interview he did after the movie, he used the expression, me Tarzan, you Jane. And that's the thing that, for whatever reason, caught on. Someone reused it, and it just became, you know, like the fake movie line everyone remembers, which is funny.
Yeah, it is interesting, like you said, because the way they evolve and how it's interpreted, something like that. I mean, in, you know, it holds context, but it makes it a little bit more palpable just by adding, you know, an adjective article or two, right?
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, or removing an article. I mean, what's the Cool Hand Luke line? You know, what we've got here is failure to communicate, and was actually written, what we've got here is a failure to communicate, which I realize that you feel like there's not much of a change there, but the actor Strether Martin dropped the A, and I think he just instinctively knew it had a little more of a good old boy sound that way.
Exactly. All these lines, you knew in an instant that they were golden, like, may the force be with you, right? You knew that was going to hold on forever.
Yeah, the one I was thinking of, that's interesting. The one I was thinking of was, when you just now said that, was from Gladiator, Are You Not Entertained? Because, for the book, I started the book, let's see, 2020. So we're at the height of the pandemic. A lot of people were at home, and a lot of screenwriters were at home, filmmakers. Mm-hmm. And if you found their email and you wrote to them and you said, hey, do you have 10 minutes to talk to me about the most popular lines ever come out of your fingers? They're going to write you back. They have nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. But I remember John Logan, one of the Oscar winner screenwriters for Gladiator, told me that the minute he typed that scene, Are You Not Entertained, he knew he was sitting on gold at that moment. And sure enough, Jay-Z sampled it on one of his albums like 2 years later. And it's just one of those lines you hear forever. It's one of those lines you see every day on Facebook.
Yes. His new book, You Talking to Me, The Distinctive Guide to Iconic Movie Quotes. Brian, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Great book.
Anytime, Bill. Thank you so much.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime.